everyone, Molly here. After some months, we finally got the Pocono live show audio for you guys to enjoy. There honestly was a lot for us to cover between then and now, and so it just never fit. You can finally enjoy all the fun guests we had. We'd really love to thank all of our guests, the Pain Tour for hosting us, and the guys from Off Track for, you know, closing the show when we were done. Don't worry, we are back next week with the rundown of, oh my goodness, all of the news that's been happening. And because it's Halloween, we're going to have some spooky fun for you guys. In the meantime, keep eyes on our social media. That's Twitter. It's FastCarsIN317. Instagram is FastCarsFastGirls. And Facebook is Facebook.com/FastCarsFastGirls. Keep an eye on that. We'll put any news and information out when things happen. Of course, we would love it if you guys would continue to share this podcast with your friends and family. And if you're feeling up to it, send a review our way. You can find all of that information on our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. I suggest going to the subscribe page. It gives you all of the information. Catch you next week. But for now, enjoy the show.
Looks like goddamn Mario Kart. Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
The hang.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
One more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'm gonna take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road cars.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't.
As you know, we are Abby and Molly from Fast Cars, Fast Girls, and we wanted to fill our time because, you know, when you come to a racetrack, you see that there's a lot of female fans, but we don't always hear from the female fans. And, you know, we make up about 40% of the people that come to races, so we wanted to have a bit of a round table. It's like 37, I think, is the last number, so I rounded up. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. So we want to have a little bit of a round table with two really big IndyCar fans and just kind of discuss, you know, how we all got into the sport, what we like about it, and things like that. So go ahead and introduce yourself and say where you're from, your name, all that good stuff, how people can find you on social media.
My name is Missy. I'm from Jersey. So, and are we doing how I got into it? I got into racing, actually my husband, we started a podcast. It's called the Indy Sports Car Podcast. So you can find us on Twitter, at Missy Links. Podcast is at ISCP Podcast. So that's what I do.
Hey guys, I'm Juliana. I'm from Albuquerque, so I came a while to get here.
Mike's away from him.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I'm a theater major, so I'm used to putting it as close to my face as I can. Not working out. Yeah? Is that better? No? Okay. Hi, so I grew up racing cars in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We were racing Home of the Unsers, if you didn't know. I raced, thank you, dirt track, circle track, go-karts, mini sprints, sprint cars. So I grew up racing. So when I was 9 or 10 years old, I was convinced I was going to be an IndyCar driver when I grew up, right? So I have a really nice signature because I practiced it all the time because I thought I was going to be giving autographs one day. So if you want an autograph, I got you. That's kind of how it started for me. And my dad got me into motorsports, and I went to the track when I was 9 years old. And one of the other girls at the track let me drive her car, and it was over. And the next week we were there, and I spent the next 10 years of my life doing that. So.
Awesome. Awesome. So one of the things we wanted to ask you guys, and I think it's something important, especially for women to answer, is when you come to a track or when you watch a race at home or when you think about IndyCar in general and other forms of racing, but IndyCar is best. What is it? What is that thing that you love most about IndyCar?
I'm going to just pass it to you.
I love everything about IndyCar. I mean, the drivers are accessible, just the fans. I mean, you guys are great. So, I mean, I haven't had a bad experience at a track. I think the IndyCar puts on a great show, better than other, you know, racing series that shall not be named. But I love everything about IndyCar. It's just a great experience, and it's great to just come out to the track all weekend and just meet everyone.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the same page there. Accessibility is huge. for kids to just be able to walk into a pit and meet their favorite driver. You don't get to do that in the NFL. You don't get to do that when you go to a baseball game. You know, you don't get to just walk up to your hero and have a conversation with them. So accessibility is what got me hooked as a young kid going to a race and being like, that's my actual hero just talking to me. Other than that, I mean, the Indy 500 is undeniable. Speed is undeniable. And just good precision racing. That's my thing. In IndyCar, it's precision racing at a fast pace. And you can't just crash somebody out who you don't want to race against anymore. It's because then you go out too, right? So, yeah, I would say precision racing.
Absolutely. And I will say, for those of you who don't know Molly and I, she and I are both from Speedway, Indiana, which...
Home of IndyCar.
Yes. Home of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
That too.
The greatest spectacle in racing. Yep. So that's how we got into it, is that in Speedway you either love it or you hate it, and luckily we had really cool parents, and so we grew up loving it.
Yeah, definitely.
I will say, I'm not going to answer the exact question they asked, but I will say my favorite part of any race is the, at the Indy 500, the, you know, lady and gentlemen, or gentlemen, start your engines.
Yeah.
You know, and then other tracks, the drivers start your engines. That's my absolute favorite part of a race. But I say, I agree with all the answers that you guys gave. The fans, the interaction, the drivers, how accessible they are. I mean, there's just so many awesome things. I could go on for that forever. So my favorite part of the whole weekend, though, is that drivers start your engines.
I just really like that they go super fast. I'm sorry, what? You'll know this, Missy. How fast it will go? 219 in a qualifying run. Okay. No, I really like that they go fast and the skill that is involved. It's just amazing to think of how skilled those drivers are. And I can't do it. I mean, I like to think that I can, but I know that I can't do it. So, hey. All right.
I said word. I agree with you. Like, no, I like to think if I was a driver, and they're like, no, I absolutely could not.
I could not do it. And so I think that's amazing to know that, you know, to know how much practice and training is involved. Is always, it's just interesting to me to know that. So cool. Well, one of the things that we wanted to ask you guys, you ladies, is that if you think back about all of the years that you've loved racing, and this might be hard, so we'll allow you two answers if you can't choose, but what would be your favorite memory at a race or watching a race? And I'm so excited to pass this microphone over right now.
I started IndyCar racing late. I only started watching it in 2007. I didn't grow up on it. So my first race I went to was in 2011, I believe it was, which was New Hampshire. And my favorite driver is Will Power. So my favorite memory is those double birds. That was my favorite. It was great.
And all of the adults enjoyed that.
Okay, so for me... growing up, my first memory in my life is sitting on the floor and watching the Indy 500 with my dad and watching Sarah Fisher race and being, I want to be her when I grow up, you know? So when later in my life, I was like 20, we went to my first Indy 500. And I mean, it was like tears seeing the track off the airplane, you know, just flying over, just seeing that. But me and my dad kind of made our own rules, and we just kind of snuck right onto the like track. And so it was like drivers to your cars, and like everybody's just like kissing their family, and then me and my dad are like just like standing there like a part of the pre-race pageantry, and we were on pit lane in Gasoline Alley, and it was amazing. So that's definitely my favorite IndyCar memory.
Just officially, we as a podcast maybe don't officially.
We don't officially.
Oh yeah, no, that was before
that.
I knew them. Don't blame them to me.
Yeah, you know what? Well, Molly's the attorney.
Yeah, I have to say it.
So Molly doesn't endorse anything. I will say, if you act like you belong, nobody asks too many questions.
That's true.
I didn't say that.
And I learned that from my dad, who was a police officer. So I'm just putting that out there. But I don't work in the legal system, so that's not official advice. my favorite racing memory is my very first Indy 500. I mean, we've had great memories. Actually, I mean, you know what? There's so many. But my first Indy 500 was the 1997 Indy 500, which got rained out 2 days in a row and ran on Tuesday. And so when you grow up in Speedway, Indiana, we have four elementary schools, and they're named after the four founders of the track. So I went to Carl G. Fisher Elementary School, part of my social studies and history was learning about the history of IndyCar and the Indianapolis 500. And so the race got rained out 2 days in a row, and just like when there's snow days, you know, and the names of schools scroll across the screen, it's, you know, it's the night, it's Memorial Day evening, and there's only one school going across the banner, and it's Speedway Public Schools canceled Tuesday due to race delay. And so they canceled all four elementary schools, junior high, high school, because I'm sure they were like, none of the teachers are showing up because they all have season tickets too. I mean, half the kids won't be here. Their parents take them. None of the teachers are coming. So I think that was my favorite, is that I actually got to miss school to go to the Indy 500, and the entire town was out of school because we're from Speedway, Indiana.
Well, I said I would suck up to both our guest afterward and our track that we're here. So one of, maybe not top memory, but I'll go ahead and share it, was last year when we watched the 2017 ABC Supply 500 at the Pocono Raceway. Abby and I were unfortunately unable to watch it together, so as we do with all races, we're not able to watch together. We text each other the whole
ferociously.
Race.
I mean, just
it's insane.
Thumbs flying.
And there was a restart, and they got, 20 wide, maybe? It felt like it. And at the exact same time, we texted each other, we got to go there. And so we're here this year. So
we said, yeah.
Yeah. So
regardless of everything else, we're going to Pocono.
I'm super excited to make a memory tomorrow to see this race live and in person, because the starts, that front stretch is the longest and widest in the IndyCar series currently. And I love it. And I'm excited to see it in person.
And I will say that everybody we've met here has been...
It's been an amazing weekend, by the way.
It's been great. I mean, my dad was from Pennsylvania, and so I've always liked people from Pennsylvania, but we have just had the best experience here. So if this is your home track, thank you for making us feel at home, making us feel part of the family.
Let's give it up real quick
track.
For that.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Pocono Raceway.
Let's give it up for Pocono Raceway real quick. Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah, baby!
Oh, no, there's no Amish, just Irish white trash. That's it.
Whoa.
That is it, just generations of Irish white trash. Wow. All right, let's talk about our fantasy lineup
for
tomorrow.
If you guys are not part of, first of all, if you're not part of IndyCar Nation, you should be. It's a great organization, and it's IndyCarNation.com. And they also are the ones who run the Fantasy IndyCar, where you get to pick four drivers, all under $100, and you win points and everything. And so we like to talk about our lineups, which somebody's got to go first and not me.
I'll go first. All right, so I chose Sebastian Bourdais, Simon Pagenaud. Okay, that should go to Sheer. He's amazing.
Woo!
If you've not
Simon!
Met him, he is the coolest person in the paddock. I'm sorry for offending anybody. There's
Vive
a lot
La
of
France.
Really cool people, but... Simon Pagenaud has just worked his way into my heart and become my favorite driver this year.
It's true.
Awesome livery.
Oh. Yeah, running that old school Shell livery.
Yeah, Simon Castroneves is actually what he was today.
Simon Castroneves.
That's Molly's joke, sorry. I'll give her credit.
It didn't save my lineup. Shoot.
Will Power, what'd you say?
It didn't save my lineup. I got to go put my choices in right now.
Oh, my God. Panic just set in. Will, you probably didn't pick an average speed. That's probably why.
I did.
Oh, okay. Will Power.
Great pick.
Because, yeah, and while I think he's going to go for the three-peat, he's had a great season, and three in a row here, like, he's already won the Indy 500, which was really, I mean, he won a championship, but it's like he wanted that Indy 500 win. Like, he wanted that, and he got it, and he's had a great season since then. So I think we're going to get a three-peat out of Will. And then my sleeper was Zach Veach, because he's only $16, and he's P7, and he was P1 in practice, and... As long as that car doesn't catch on fire, I think he's going to do real well. So if it does, then I will just affectionately refer to him as Veach's Jubilee, as I have had to do a few races.
Do we just want to go this way? Okay. Yeah. So actually, we have a few of the same picks. So
excellent.
I have Will Power, who is undeniable as a driver, and that 219 he put up today, like, come on, really. So Will Power, I got Joseph Newgarden, because he's my boy. Anybody else? He's my boy, and I'm not a bandwagoner fan either. Been a fan of him since Indy Lights and Sarah Fisher Racing. Yeah, so Will Power, Joseph Newgarden. I got Marco on my fantasy picks, hometown hero, so I'm going to go with him. And he did. He does do solid on ovals, yes. And then I also have Zach Veach. He's a great guy. Man, I just love that guy. I want to see him do so well. I feel like when I see him, he's as excited as I am. Which
yes. Anybody else ever had an experience, like a face-to-face experience with Zach Veach? Okay. Is he not like Christmas morning excited? Like 6-year-old yes. on Christmas morning pre-opening gifts? Like, can we get up yet? Is it 7 a.m.? Like, that.
I'm going to race a car.
Yes. Like, I want to go fast. And yeah, that's, yeah. We met Zach Veach at the Indy 500 Victory Banquet. And I was like, oh my God, I love him even more because he's just as, you can just feel the passion he has.
Yeah. I mean, it was great meeting him at the Victory Banquet, and he's just so friendly, and he's worked so hard to get where he is, and I just really appreciate him. And I was crossing my fingers for that poll today, but you know, sometimes things just don't happen the way you hope they do. But yeah, so Veach is in my picks, so I feel good about it.
Excellent.
I did make my picks already because I do a show about fantasy IndyCar, so yes, I did make my picks. I am a Will Power fan, and I actually just picked his name when I first started because, like I said, I didn't grow up in racing, so I just went down a list, and I was like, oh, Will Power, that's a cool name, and I think I wore it out because my husband, you know, every time he said something, I was like, yeah, Will Power, and I said his name different ways, so he got tired of me hearing it, but yes, I picked Will Power, and I also went with Joseph Newgarden, and I decided to go with Ed Jones and Tony Kanaan for this race, so... Yeah, yeah.
You know, Ed Jones is always a solid sleeper choice yes. on an oval. Yeah,
Well done. I love Ed, and Ed's he's a good friend, too. So
he's a great guy.
Yes, we've interviewed him so many times when he was Indy Lights, and he's been on the show so many times, so I love Ed.
So I just
for once, I was not the one who was
no, I
ready
made
last.
My picks, but because I made them super early.
It didn't say.
It picked it out because some of us have to write everything really early. All right, so I just made my picks, and so we'll see what happens. I picked Alexander Rossi because it's an oval, because he won in Mid-Ohio back-to-back. Ed Carpenter, hometown hero. Woo!
Daddy doesn't do road courses.
He only does ovals.
Daddy only does ovals.
I picked Marco because I think this is it. This is it. It's time for Marco. And I also picked... hometown boy, Connor Daly.
Yeah! Yeah, who's a Connor Daly fan in the audience? Yes!
Yes! All right, so those are our picks. And again, if you haven't made your picks, or if you're in Fantasy IndyCar, here's your reminder to make them.
You have until 2 p.m. tomorrow, because green flag is at 2:10. So you got to get it in before the green flag. So just, you know, make it at even 1:30, okay? Like, just plan it by 1:30 and get it. And you'll
or just make them tonight.
Well, do them tonight.
I mean, there's
yeah.
no more practices. Just make them tonight. And you'll feel better about your life. Before we let these lovely ladies go, because we are on a schedule, I wanted to plug the Indy Sports Car podcast.
Absolutely.
That Missy co-hosts along with Frank, who's over there helping us out by handling
video, but not paying
three
attention.
Three different things as we're talking about him.
You know, he's from Jersey. Great. He's used to multitasking. Yeah, you ever driven on the turnpike? He's fine. He can do a lot at the same time. We're talking about you.
Yeah, we love you, Frank. But they also run a podcast, so you can listen to us, you can listen to Ask Off Track, and you can listen to any sports car podcast, and you do a very special show about Fantasy IndyCar. Is it out yet before I tell them to listen to it?
No, we did not do it this week.
You're really...
Well, you know what? Maybe after this, we'll have a little more bourbon and vodka, and we'll record it tonight. We'll see. So it might be an adults-only podcast.
Well, it'll be out later is what I'm picking up, so give it a look-see. They're also great. And we also want to thank Missy and Juliana for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much. Let's give them a big round of applause.
Thank you.
All right, Payne, guys, you know you're up next.
All right, next up to the stage, we are welcoming... Let me turn this off.
We are breaking so many copyright rules.
We are.
So many copyright rules.
We are. You know what? I don't care. I'm not the lawyer, so I don't care at all.
Straight down.
All right, so with us, I don't know if you've noticed, there's a sign right here.
Oh, it's right here?
Yep, so it's right here.
There's some stuff over here,
there's
too.
There's some stuff over there as well. So you may have seen them on Twitter. You may have heard about them in the news. But they're the Payne
America's
Tour.
America's Most Wanted? What news?
Paint tour.
Paint tour. So the pain comes from PA and IN. Just flip that on. Yeah, because I turned it off because it was.
It's off. Turn it on.
Yeah, turn it on. Sorry.
This is a test.
Got it.
All right. So we have. Actually, we'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
All right. So I'm Terry. I'm the Pain Tour director. And this is Doug.
Doug Dandridge. Welcome, everyone.
They came with quite the group here, too. They brought all kinds of groupies.
I think they have the most fans here, actually.
Yeah.
They stacked the deck.
Yeah, I think they have more fans than Hinge or Rossi.
Yeah.
Probably true.
I mean, definitely more fans than us, I'll say that.
I feel like there are fans, too.
Well, that's, you know, it's like the Venn diagram is just one circle.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So tell us how you came up with the name Pain and how it started.
Good question. So in 2002... my then girlfriend, now wife Holly, who's the assistant paint tour director, we decided to go to the Indy 500. We went with just two of us. We had a really good time. It was a lot of fun. Met a lot of nice people, and we came back and said, you know, next year we'll just take a couple of people with us, you know, because more people, the more fun. So the next year we had four people. Then the year after that, went to like 6, 8, 12. For the 100th running, we had 44 people go with us. Now we cap it at that number 33, which is just a number, you know, nothing too special.
You know, we wondered if that was on purpose, because when we heard that this year they were 33, we were like, well, that's fitting.
It is. We have a you know, a wait list, actually, after 33.
I can ask this question because he's not here yet, but do you bump people if you get over?
Yes, we do.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, we do.
But it had to be asked.
So we.
I mean, if they don't get back in the lane, if they don't scrap the time.
Stop.
Yeah, too soon for sure. I'm sorry. I love Hinge so much.
So we,
I literally cried that day.
So we decided to call it the Pain Tour, PA to Indiana. And it started off with just, you know, a few tents or whatever. Now we have a huge 20x40 party tent. We have mirror balls. We have chandeliers. We take our own bar. We take our own bartender. Sorry, disco ball. Thank you. And we take a lot of good times with us too. And this is Doug. He's our communications coordinator. There's one director. There are lots of coordinators. Just so everyone knows.
So let me ask the communications coordinator. Is that the title?
I don't know. It changes daily.
Okay. All right. Let me ask Doug this question then, since you're in charge of communications. If you could describe the Pain Tour and what it's all about in like a three to four sentences ish,
or in a song or a movie.
You really only need one word, and actually, Pain Tour can deliver right now. They know what it is. What's the word? Yeah, the Kurt. It's passion, baby. It's passion.
Passion. Yeah. Let's try that again.
Yeah, that's your
one. What's your one word?
Passion.
Okay. We didn't practice this beforehand. That was a surprise to all of them.
That one's on us, I think.
Kurt up there is a huge Foyt fan, and his passion just carries
the
through.
Literal biggest Foyt fan I've ever met.
You come,
and that includes Molly's dad.
Truth.
You come to the Pain Tour compound, and he will tell you stories for days. So
yeah,
if you've got a spare 2 hours and you want to talk about AJ Foyt's history, come find Kurt. He will happily tell you about anything you want to know.
It's actually part of rookie orientation. You actually have to sit and listen to Kurt talk about Foyt for a minimum of 45 minutes.
No, that's
as it is.
No, that's a fact. That happened at St. Pete. And we were caught under an awning because it was raining.
It is.
And so it stretched into about a buck five, like an hour five. And I was like, okay, I think I've done my time.
Yep.
Like, can we hang out yet? Box. I think I've done my time.
Raise your hand if you've ever been caught by a Foyt story with Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So at Indy, we have a lot of activities. We have Indy Idol, we have stock market, all sorts of things. We also have trivia. And Kurt used to play in the trivia, but he would win every year. So now he just...
Nobody likes ringers, Kurt.
He does a Foyt round every year for us. So we pulled him out of the trivia.
So what's the most number of people you guys have had at one race?
I think it was Pocono. Last year, we had 52 people, I think, at Pocono. This year, we have 48.
People?
It's our home track.
Are we including
track.
In that?
You are including that this year?
Hey.
Yep, absolutely.
We got the special invite to camp with the Pain Tour, so
it's been
that, that's kind of when we knew we'd made it.
Yep. Yeah. Now you're famous.
Just put it out there. We were like, well, quit our jobs. We got invited to camp with the Pain Tour. This is legit.
It is.
Oh. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. Is there anything else? You know what? Tell us how we can find you. Oh, yeah. Tell us how people can find you to see what the painter is up to. Yeah, so they are on Twitter because they're not sure their handle.
That was very
on Twitter at PayTour1911. And the reason 1911 is because that was the first Indy 500. You're welcome. Sure. You can pay me later. You know what? Just go throw that in the stock market for me.
And the website is paintour.weebly.com or charleswaslowest.com. Either one of those work, right, Charles?
They both work. They both
work. Wow.
All right. Is there anything else you guys want to say or tell about the PayTour?
No, welcome. I mean, we're so excited. I guess it was 3-4 years ago we connected with Hinch and the mayor on air and brought his podcast to our campsite, and that's continued to grow. Our partnership with Pocono Raceway here has just been phenomenal.
I got another hand. And
Ricky and Kevin and the crew, they've taken care
right
of
over
us.
There.
They're wonderful. So thank
watching,
you guys.
Watching, judging, smiling.
Appreciate
look at the baby,
everything
look at the
you've
baby.
Done for the Pain Tour.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you. Let's give the painter a big round of applause. And usually it's at their campsite, so if you want to stop by and say hi, Molly and I are camping with them, and we are over in turn 3. You can see very clearly the what turn 4 from our campsite, but there's, like they said, the huge, what is it, 20 by 40 tent. So, all right, next guest, we've got two brothers, Alex and Jackson. Alex and Jackson Lucen. Lucas. Big round of applause. These are the cutest IndyCar fans you're ever going to meet.
All right, you two ready?
Are you guys ready?
He's got notes written down, so I am.
All right.
I am so intrigued by this.
Just sponsors.
Oh, sponsors.
What? We've got sponsor plugging going on?
We don't
even
have sponsors. How do you guys have
sponsors? We don't have sponsors.
See, I thought we were pretty cute, but apparently not.
All right, guys, why don't we do this? Why don't we let you guys say hello, introduce yourselves, why don't you tell the people also what you race and what your number is, okay? I'm going to start here.
What should I start with?
What's your name?
Jackson Lucas.
And what do you race?
Quarter midgets.
And what's your number?
4.
And how good are you?
Well, I got third in a podium in point series.
I think that's pretty good. Pretty darn good.
I get a lot of those.
Yeah.
All right.
My name is Alex. I race quarter midgets. My number is number 44, and I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
He's super humble, too.
Paper team, paper driver.
Yeah. So you race quarter midgets, and I think for you that's a big deal because your favorite driver also started in quarter midgets. So who's your favorite driver?
Ed Carpenter.
Yeah, that's right.
I knew I liked him.
Yeah.
What about you?
What's your favorite driver?
Charlie Kimball.
Charlie Kimball. Did you get to meet Charlie today?
Yeah.
What happened?
He gave me one of the pit crew shirts.
And not like the ones that they sell in the shop, like a legit pit crew shirt that they had. He got a legit one. So I'll say this. Boys, raise your hand if you've gotten a private tour of Ed Carpenter's shop from Ed Carpenter.
Yeah,
All right.
One more.
Raise your hand if you've gotten a private tour of Charlie Kimball's holler from Charlie Kimball.
You put your hand up. You were
oh, no. Team. He was still being driven back from camp.
Oh.
Yep. He missed out on the Charlie Kimball.
You know what? That was on me.
So if you're not sure what you want to be when you grow up, you want to be these kids.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
New life goal. So, kids.
We didn't get an invite to either of those.
No, we
I'm
did
just
not.
Putting that out there.
We did not. So we're here at Pocono, okay? Now, I think I know the answers based on who your favorite drivers are, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Who do you think is going to win tomorrow?
Zach Veach or Charlie Kimball.
Okay. What about you, Alex?
I'm hoping Ed Carpenter, but I also want to see Zach Veach do good.
All right, solid answers.
You guys met Zach Veach the other day here at Pocono, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was it cool?
Yeah.
And you guys were out here for the test, right?
Yep.
And Alex, I'm going to have you just look to your left because they were out here at the test and their dad sent me a video, the show. Go ahead and turn. Fast Cars, Fast Girls pin because...
We
love these kiddos. We've seen them race. They're awesome. And we gave them these shirts and stickers and pens, and they wear them everywhere. We love them for that. So, yeah, Lucas sent me a text, and he's like, hey, check out this video. Look at the hat. And I was like, could they be any cooler?
So, kids, what is it? This is a hard question. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A vet.
A vet? Okay. What's your favorite
Excellent
animal?
Choice.
Dog.
What's
What's your dog's name?
Lucky Bean.
Lucky Bean. What kind of a dog is Lucky?
Havanese.
Where is Lucky?
Where is Lucky? There, yeah.
All right. What about you?
I want to be in law enforcement.
Okay.
And why is that?
Because my dad's a cop.
Heck yeah. Let's give a big hand for our law enforcement. Yeah. Like I said, my dad was a police officer. Our law enforcement officers. Yep. That is very cool. That is very cool.
I think at the top, somebody had a list of sponsors.
Yeah, did you want to go and read up the sponsors?
That needed to be plugged, which I've never had happen before, so... I don't know how to
apparently, we don't interview people this important very often.
I don't know if there's sponsors involved.
Right.
Well, I would like to thank Integrate Systems.
All right.
The Pain Tour.
Yes.
Miss Deb Martin Burkowski. Grandma, Peepaw, Mom, and Dad. And, of course, the Fast Cars and Fast Girls for having us on.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. All right.
Are we...
1 second, and we're letting them go on. What are you most excited for tomorrow?
Racing.
All right. What about you?
Seeing Charlie Kimball blow past all of the cars.
All right.
Well,
excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. And we are going to let the other boys take over. But as a real quick thank you to the Pain Tour, we've got a few gifts for you.
Oh, shoot. We forgot.
We almost
did. We're horrible people.
Well, nobody would have known if you hadn't said that.
We forgot. It would
have just been you and me who knew that. All right, so Terry, Doug, come on over. I acquired a few programs from the inaugural Indy 500 race here at Pocono Raceway in 1971, which was the first time that the Tricky Triangle was ever used. And I do believe that there is a starting grid lineup in there as well, like a single page in there. So thank you so much for involving us with you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I want to see that in the Brickyard Bar. At your house?
Yeah.
So you're very welcome.
That's wonderful.
All right. Yeah. I don't think there's much left for us to say, but
I don't think so. I guess the real celebrities can come out now.
Yeah.
So we've got Alexander Rossi and James Hinchcliffe. And is there anybody who's a fan of them that wants to see them come out and talk?
Anybody?
Or anybody who's just tired of hearing us?
You gotta be louder.
Come on.
They are not loud.
Sound like you mean it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, next up we have Off Track with Hinch and Rossi. Thank you, boys. You can go back to your seats. Thank you for coming out.